Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been, how long has it been since I've seen you?
Probably 2 months.
2 months?
Yes.
Okay. Kind of lose track as I age, and so I'm like, has it been 2 years? No, it's only been 2 months.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I get that.
You haven't changed a bit. So a global leadership summit, and it's happening, I may have said today, but it's happening later this week.
Yeah, August 7th and 8th. So it's Thursday and Friday it's taking place from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon.
But it's got the word global in it.
Yeah, so this is the world's biggest leadership summit, and it's essentially a huge conference. And what we're doing is we're taking part among thousands of other host sites across the United States to stream this event in Yankton. Now, one of the biggest reasons why we're doing that is we love our community so much. We love our local leaders. We love our nonprofit leaders. We love business leaders. And we wanted to provide a resource for them that's local, that can open up options for networking within Yankton, but also equip local church leaders and nonprofit leaders with skills that they might have to fly, you know, or drive hundreds of miles to get. So we're really excited to bring this to Yankton specifically for that purpose, to bless our local leaders and nonprofit leaders, but also to bless our people as well.
Wow, this you make it sound like a big deal, and it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people like Nick Saban, I know that name is very familiar to a lot of people.
Huge name.
He's speaking at this conference about, I actually don't know what he's going to be speaking about, but I know he's going to be there. People like Craig Groeschel, who's published a number of books. He's the pastor of the largest church in America. It's called Life.Church. There's a couple other individuals speaking, Christine Kane, I believe John Maxwell, who wrote a book about leadership traits or characteristics. So a number of very high-profile individuals are speaking, along with former CEOs of companies like Chase Bank. So just a lot of people who have been in very high-ranking positions who have something to share about their time in those roles or how they led in those roles.
So what will the Restored Church, how will you be involved in this?
So we're really just hosting it. So we're creating a welcoming atmosphere. We're getting food catered by both Pizza Ranch and Big River Burrito. So big shout out to those guys. And then we have various sponsors like Thrivent Financial, who's actually taking care of one of those meals. Poet, which is the ethanol processing plant out of Scotland, they're also sponsoring and partnering. Calvary is also partnering with us, Calvary Baptist, Zoe Care, K Construction. Abe's Tree Service is also a sponsor of the event. So we're all working together to bring this here and just make it a really enjoyable time.
Well, when you told me about this, I thought, well, we got to have you in and talk about it. This is a bigger deal than I thought it was going to be.
Honestly, it was a bigger deal than I thought it was going to be when we said yes to it originally. It's taken up quite a bit of time to just get all the planning and prepping, but I think it's going to be a really, really beneficial resource to Yankton in the coming years as well.
So if you could define a little bit more hosting, people are going to be at the Restored Church for this. You're hosting in a technological aspect as well.
Yeah. So the conference will take place at our church in our sanctuary, and we'll be live streaming it to our TV screen wall and other TVs. We might even project it on a projector. But what hosting it encompasses is simply just streaming and then providing like host material in between the speakers. So yeah, I mean, it's really just a live stream that we're putting on, and then we're trying to make everything else really welcoming and enjoyable for people.
I mean, stuff like this attend. In the past, you would go to the airport,
yeah,
get on a plane, you would go somewhere far away, you would stay somewhere,
yeah,
you would attend and then repeat everything and get back home. And it's pretty interesting how it can be done, how you can network with people anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. And I believe there's accompanying with this, there might be something like, you know, online networking, you know, kind of like a LinkedIn, but for Global Leadership Summit. I can't remember what those details are, but with every ticket, there is something like that, I believe, provided.
What do you hope this does for the Restored Church and for Yankton?
Well, for our church specifically, my prayer is that it would just equip our leaders to just lead their teams well, but also lead within the community well. And not like taking charge, but simply using the gifts that God has given them to their fullest potential. And then for Yankton community, it's the same. You know, God has given us all unique gifts. And my prayer is that this conference will help some individuals realize those gifts and maybe strengthen those gifts and use them to the benefit of the whole in Yankton.
So you want people to come on over on Friday?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday. There is a cost associated with it, but you can purchase tickets at the door. Otherwise, you can go to myrestore.church and get tickets there. If the price of the tickets are a barrier for keeping people from coming, what they can do is they can actually reach out to our church phone number. That's 605-215-1818. And they can text me and I can figure something out to reduce the price. So those things are all available.
For those that maybe didn't know, the Restore Church is over at the Yankton Mall and life is picking up over there.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. We just started our expansion project, so we're getting pumped.
And I see you doing donuts out in the parking lot, did I?
No.
Yeah, it's beautiful over there now. And let me ask you, Sophie was in here recently to talk about Love Our City. How'd that turn out?
Oh, it was fantastic. We had the most volunteers we've ever had. 160 volunteers showed up. I got to be a part of a project that hung insulation and plywood in a garage for a foster family here in Yankton. And they were so incredibly thankful and blessed by it. So I think all the other projects did as well. I remember dropping off some donuts and coffee at the jail and at Yankton Thrive, and people were pretty happy and excited. So overall, great success.
Thanks for sharing this with us, and I hope things go really well Thursday and Friday. If people have any questions or want to get in touch with you, just that myrestore.church, is that what it was?
Yep, myrestore.church is our website, and then our phone number is listed there. You can feel free to text anytime.
Always love visiting with you, Jacob. My best to you and your team over there, and hope you have a great summit.
Thanks.